Welcome to the Ageless by Rescue podcast. I'm Baha Etmanen, your host, and today I'm throwing it back to one of our top-rated episodes. Since the Ageless channel launched 2.5 years ago, I've had the honor of hosting global experts, celebrities, and trailblazers in the field of beauty, aesthetics, wellness, and longevity. If you're enjoying the episodes, please check out the Be Ageless Network, which now features other formidable experts in their specialist areas of aesthetics, wellness, and longevity. I do hope you enjoy today's top-rated episode, and if you do, please don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. I'm excited to introduce you to my friend, Claire Aristides, an expert on rescue, a clinical hypnotherapist, as we heard before in the introduction, and a champion for aging beautifully. Claire, welcome to Ageless, the podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's exciting to be here.
We've had this conversation before, as, you know, woman to woman, particularly, I think, we've had the conversation about brain fog and what happens to your mind and your sharpness after you have children. I've learned so much from you and your app Mindology that the brain is actually such an integral part of everything we do. So why not have the conversation with you as an expert in the subject of positive aging? Let's talk about your journey into getting into clinical hypnotherapy, because there's a direct link with being ageless.
Yeah, very much so. So 20 years ago, my dad was diagnosed with a very fit, healthy man in his 60s, diagnosed with lung cancer, and was given 12 weeks to live. That in itself is, you know, interesting statement, sort of a death statement, I suppose, for someone. You have 12 weeks left. And he, the oncologist at first wouldn't, the first oncologist wouldn't treat him. So we ended up seeing a second oncologist and doing chemotherapy. But alongside that, a dear friend of his from his golf club said, "Tony, I haven't told you this about myself, but I'm actually a hypnotherapist." And they started a program of each week having a cup of coffee together at his friend's house, Ray, and they would do hypnotherapy together. And they did a couple of things. They worked on stress of this given the death sentence, this mortality of, you know, 12 weeks left. And they worked also on the tumors, visualizing the tumors, seeing the chemo actually killing and reducing the size of the tumors. And the dad went on to live another 2 years. So from giving, what, you know, best case scenario, 12 weeks, to he ended up living 2.5 years. And for me, it had a profound impact, where I saw when someone accepts something in their mind and believes it, it became a reality. And it was interesting, because Dad started to lose the faith and started to go, how am I still here 2.5 years later? And then he sort of deteriorated very, very quickly. And it is important to say, using, I believe, hypnotherapy is powerful to, in conjunction with modern medicine. So in no way would I suggest or advise use the chemo, but it was the combination of the two, that belief and that mindset, and telling himself at an unconscious level that he had some power over his body and his health and what was happening to him, and he had power over dealing with the stress of what was going on for him. And it had a profound impact on me that fast forward 15 years later, I was having some issues with fertility, and I came back to hypnotherapy, and then I decided to train as a clinical hypnotherapist and understand I'd sat on the couch, if you like. I wanted to sit on the other side of the couch and be the practitioner.
Tell me about neuroscience and the link to physicality, because if we talk about, a lot of experts talk about aging as a disease, a dis-ease. So, you know, I know that a lot of new age thoughts, like leaders like Deepak Chopra, Louise Hay,
they really, really advocate the mind-body connection and practices such as visualizations, affirmations, meditation as a key health link that you would introduce into any lifestyle, but certainly as part of an anti-aging or a reversal of a disease process. What have you found in the clinical studies that you've studied in your clinical practice? What are the physical changes you've seen you can affect through neuroscience?
Yeah, so stress, so chronic stress is where all those different individuals and experts are coming from, really, is I think a basic summary is that chronic stress is not good for your body. It makes sense. It's not good for in terms of you're releasing chemicals and hormones in your system that over time are damaging your body, your mind and your body relationship. So I think that's important to say. People, I think, sometimes feel overwhelmed with all the options. What meditation, affirmation, visualization, exercise, sleep, diet, all they're coming from in an overall perspective is helping you manage the performance, the mental performance of yourself and the mental well-being of yourself, because the mind and body connection is profound. So, I mean, one very powerful neuroscientist that I recommend your listeners look into or follow is Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett. And she's a psychologist and a neuroscientist. And she recently, she's done studies where she has participants in her research lab, and she'll have them in their testing mode and testing all their brain activity. And she'll read them a paragraph where they're told that they're driving late at night, they've been drinking, they lose control of the steering wheel, and effectively she narrates a car accident. But what she records is that all sorts of brain activity happens, the eyes, and no one can see, they're all locked in the chamber, the heart rate, all sorts of cortisol is released into the system, the heartbeat, blood pressure, their bodies are like they're in this car accident. And she's proposing that language is a very powerful tool for us, and we interpret things and can internalize things, and it becomes stressful to us. So her narrating a paragraph became a very stressful situation for those participants, and she's scientifically, shown that through her results.
I've heard you speak a lot before, and one of the things that I absolutely loved and learned from you is that every time we speak, we're performing an act of self-hypnosis. So The idea that language can play a powerful role in firing off stress hormones that are ultimately aging and attacking ourselves. And, you know, we've all heard of the example of someone who had something terrible happen to them, and we've heard they went grey overnight, or, it's tripped them into some kind of a health crisis. It's triggered the loss of your periods often happens with women,
Hair falling out.
Exactly.
Alopecia,
rash, all sorts of things.
That weight gain because you're eating too much, smoking, drinking, all related to stress, and it will affect you and age you.
So I was thinking back to what you've said before about language being almost self-hypnotic. And you're right, because even if you retell the story of a stressful period of your life. So you're talking about a boss that you hate, or a relationship that failed, or something that happened to your child, or something that you saw on TV. You're right, your body starts physiologically responding as though it's happening all over again. So what are some of the techniques that you teach your clients with regards to language?
Yeah, so there's a fascinating study done in Harvard where, participants, one group was asked to play the piano, the same piece of music five times 5 days, 2 hours a day. And then another study group were actually asked just to visualize playing the piano 5 days a week for 2 hours today, and exactly the same music. And their results showed that the same brain activity happened for the group that actually physically played the piano, reality, and then the group that just visualized in their mind playing the music in their mind. So that's the visualization group. So the exact same brain activity. So when we do rehash and go over things, I'm leaping a bit because this hasn't been done as a study, but when we go over things in our mind and rehash them and use the language of he said this to me and that happened to me and that, our body is reproducing the same. Based on this study, on the theory of this study, we are reproducing the same physical reaction inside ourselves. And we kind of know that anecdotally. What will be really interesting is to neuroscience to keep studying this and showing the impact our thoughts have on us, both from visually seeing things and then interpreting things through what we hear and language and communication. I, with all my clients and with the Mindology app, I encourage everyone to start understanding their language patterns. What are the things, what is the self-talk, what is the inner dialogue that you repeatedly, day in, day out, say to yourself?
So can I just, let's talk about this in the context of aging. So, you know, you have friends who say, oh, I feel old, I feel 100 years old, mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. oh, I'm too old for that, or I'm exhausted. Is that the type of self-talk and dialogue you're talking about?
That is part of it. It could be even things like if we're talking about stress relating to aging, I just things never work out for me. I never find Mr. Right. I'm never going to be happy. Or that's always, you know, even things like that. Just starting to understand the stories, your inner stories to yourself, what you repeatedly tell themselves, and are they where you want to be in reality? Or you can choose to be in the loop of negativity, but do you want to get out of that? Because it means that you'll be calmer, more positive, more empowered. Things will open up for you. You might make choose more positive decisions for yourselves and choose lifestyle choices that support living a healthy life.
So one of the things, you know, we talk about with Ageless is all the different tools that are available to you on the journey to your best, most vital self, because Ageless means so many things to so many people. For some people, mm-hmm. it's purely physical. For some people, it's really the mind. You know, if they could conquer having a sharper memory, better problem solving, getting rid of brain fog, that would make them feel ageless and young and vital. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's having the best abs of their life. For some people, it's, you know, being able to grow thick, healthy hair or having glowing skin. When you work with the mind in the context of hypnotherapy, can you share with us, you know, how hypnotherapy could work to support some of the activities or some of the habits or some of the rituals you want to create in your life as part of your vitality plan?
Yeah, for sure. So a couple of definitions, but hypnosis, most of us have been in a state of hypnosis, and all hypnosis means is being completely focused, locked into to something. So when you're watching your favorite show, The Crown, or whatever Netflix show, and you're totally absorbed into that, that in theory is hypnosis. So nothing scary, completely natural, calm, focused in state of mind, state of frame of mind. Hypnotherapy or self-hypnosis is where you use, you take yourself into a calm meditative state and you use language directed to where you want to go with regards to a goal. So it could be more confident. It could be I'm going to take care of myself. Whatever the goal is for you, obvious ones with hypnotherapy that people think of is smoking, weight loss, and things like that. But any goal, it could be any goal. I want to be I want to handle work situations in a calmer way because I know that's impacting my life. Or I want to take the time out for myself that I do self-care rituals. But so using your language, after taking yourself into a meditative state, you're using the language to seep deep into your subconscious mind where we, you know, is all the habitual thinking that is our autopilot reaction to situations.
So on the Mindology app, tell me some of the tools that you have that our listeners can tap into as part of their ageless journey that you know, is an instant access for them.
So we have a step-by-step self-hypnosis audio and a workbook. We have the future self. So this is where you think in your mind of a goal for yourself, and then the audio talks you through a future self visualization of seeing yourself in that scenario, whatever that goal was for yourself. So it could be slimmer, it could be
energized.
Move somewhere, energized, you're taking time out for yourself, running, you make changes in your lifestyle and diet choices. And the audio talks you through that future self. There's also some breath, numerous breathing exercises, because we know that deep breathing, particularly the 4-8 breath, so that's breathing in for 4 and exhaling out for 8, so that longer exhalation actually stimulates what's called our vagus nerve, which is the longest cranial nerve that connects our brain down to our stomach, to our gut. And it could, there's a lot of research, anyone, any dietitians, any of your experts, they will tell you that it is that gut-brain relationship. It's the communication channel, if you like. And this 4-8 breathing just slows down that stressful response and stimulates your vagus nerve to tell your body, everything's okay. You're not going to be eaten by the lion or tiger, which, you know, is the analogy everyone uses.
So in terms of
So all that's on the app.
Is there a cost for it?
So there is a free element to the app, and then we have a premium version, which is $49, and that comes with all the workbooks. Sleep sounds, there's a big section on sleep because sleep is fundamental to our health and our aging process.
I love really that, and I'll put the link for everyone as well. Can we go, I wonder, you talked about a Harvard study, and I read about a Harvard study too. It was in Nicole Pereira's beautiful book called Do the Work, I think it's called, but it was on the subject of agelessness and the mind-body connection, and it was in, this test was conducted in the 70s. They had 12 men in their, I think, 60s, go to a cabin. In this cabin, they turned back the hands of time. So they removed all the mirrors and replaced the mirrors with pictures of these men from 20 years ago. They played music from 20 years ago. They had food from 20 years ago. They played television shows from 20 years ago, games, card games, board games, newspapers, magazines from 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And these gentlemen
lived in this cabin for 7 days, and they had all these health and age markers measured before they went in, and then 7 days later, there was reported reduction in rheumatoid arthritis, a change in insulin levels, a change in weight and how much weight they could lift, how far they could run, an enormous physiological anti-aging happened simply because the stimulus and the environment were set up for them to live that as though they were 20 years younger.
Well, and they changed their reality. Their reality went back 20 years.
And to me, I've played this game with myself before. I've certainly caught myself with language, and I don't participate in any conversations, for example, of anyone who wants to moan and groan about being middle-aged. I don't feel middle-aged. I don't want to hear about other people feeling middle-aged, because the reason I launched Ageless is because I believe that it's not about a number. It's about a health, a vitality, a mindset. Can you share with us any a science or advice on this very hot kind of term, neuroplasticity, and what we can do to change what we've always done to achieve a better result?
So what they used to think is that your brain is just how it was when you're born, and it didn't change. And what I'm not sure if you remember the book by Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called now, but that was I think that's come out at least 10 years ago. So maybe 10 to 20 years ago, that they started to realize that the brain definitely changes. And he has a series of, I suppose, case studies of people who have suffered brain traumas and their brains changed. So neuroplasticity is neuroscientists are very confident now that the brains can change. They can change with trauma. They can change because of stress, and they can change because of positive environments. So our networks, our neurons are constantly firing, and there's the term cells that fire together, wire together. So our when our neurons fire together, we create new neural pathways and new channels, which is new ways of being for ourselves. So you could think of your habitual behavior, your habitual reactions to situations as ingrained channels in these neurons, and with repetition, with self-hypnosis, meditation, lifestyle changes, so forth, you can change those neural pathways for yourself and change your outcomes, if you like. So your brain isn't just how it is when you're born. And that's really important from in terms of a brain, from an aging brain. It, you know, often is, it was just assumed, you know, you'd hit 70s and 70, 80, and you know, everyone thinks you're off with the fairies. So very important to manage prevent an aging brain, or buying into that our brain just atrophies over time, is social interaction is incredibly important. Keeps our neurons firing, and it keeps us engaged, and we're social creatures. Obviously, that's why COVID is being tough on so many of us that have lost that social connection. Language and reading and stories, there's been numerous studies to show that keeps the brain activity alive and alert, and can really help with keeping an alert brain, if you like. Exercise, it's pumping blood through to keeping, from a physical element, it's keeping your brain physically healthy. So the brain, you know, think of all the thousands of neurons, the amount of oxygen and blood to keep this big, heavy thing going and keep it healthy. So exercise, sleep, diet, all impact on having that healthy, cognitively supported brain for yourself.
In terms of what we can do, do you have any personal rituals with regards to keeping your brain ageless? Do you take supplements? Do you have a personal ritual that you do or you recommend to your clients who are at a, you know, pivotal juncture in their life where, you know, maybe they want to reinvent themselves. Maybe they're coming out of a period of extreme stress. Maybe they've, you know, lost their jobs or lost their relationships and want to, you know, step out into the world, a more vital, ageless, you know, different version of themselves. What are some of the things that we can, you know, do from today?
Well, I think it's really important. People feel overwhelmed with information. So my top tip is build your own self-care plan, but you really need to cover a number of issues. You need to learn to what de-stresses you. So is that exercise? Is that meditation? Is that friends, comedy, laughter, yoga? So find what works for you to de-stress you and build it into your lifestyle. Because if it's not built into your life and becomes a habit for you, it's not going to keep going. Secondly, sleep. So I really fought this for a long time, but now I must be in bed by 9.
Wow, by nine.
Yeah. Well, I still have a little one and two little ones. One's 10, one's 4. One wakes at 6. And sure, I'm not straight away up at 6, but that constant wake-up alarm clock at 6, it gets tiring. But also sleep is so, so incredibly important. Basically, when we have good sleep, good deep, restful deep sleep, delta sleep, where our brain goes into the delta brain wave, basically it's like the cleaners come in and they wipe down the surfaces, put the rubbish in the bin, clean, pack everything away, and they do all this housekeeping. So if you don't get this regular, deep, beautiful, relaxed, you know, regenerating sleep, crap is being left in your system. And there's some really interesting studies to look into, and I can send you links where it could be where proteins that we don't want are left behind in your body. So sleep. If we were going to focus on anything, it would be how do you get the best sleep you can? How do you make your routine and your lifestyle support you so that you sleep well? And then your language and to yourself, what are you saying? What affirmations can you say to yourself and bring it in part of your routine? So as you're brushing your teeth or doing your walk or doing your run, what affirmations can you say that empower you, and again, is that positive language and that uplifting.
So what would you recommend if you were building a hypnosis track for us for Ageless? What would be some of the positive words or positive phrases that you think, you know, we could incorporate into our lexicon and into our meditation or hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis practice?
Well, it has to resonate with you. So some idea. I mean, I say as I wake up each morning, because I'm still in a, I'm not consciously awake yet. So that's a really, really good time to plant what you want in your mind. So as I'm waking up first thing in the morning, I'll say I'm calm and confident. I often describe in my mind what I want for my day, how I want to see the end of the day. I often talk about my career goals to myself, and I really just reiterate exactly what I want for myself. And, you know, it does take time, but you start to see you're starting to move in exactly the direction you want. You're just day in, day out reinforcing things. I like an analogy with an elite athlete, because an elite athlete is every single day brainwashing themselves that they're the best sports person in their chosen profession. And you yourself, we need to brainwash ourselves. And I know that has a negative connotation, that term, but I mean in reinforcing day in, day out, repetition of exactly what you want. I've talked about my skin, that my skin is, because you know I'm sort of a skin
obsessed,
yeah. And I never go in the sun, but I've even done some sessions where I just see my wrinkles just fading and softening, and that whole skin dewy. I've told my mind that, and I know people might think that's completely out there, but what the mind believes, the body follows.
I have two examples of that in my own life. One is that I had really bad melasma on my forehead. It started before I had Lily, my daughter, and it followed me to my life, and it was so obvious, and you really can't cover up melasma. And melasma is one of those awful forms of, discoloration of the skin. It can be set off by heat. And I decided, because I've had experience in mind over matter before in my life, in self-hypnosis and affirmations, I decided that I was going to get rid of my melasma by sheer force of will, by language, by speaking to myself. And I told my body that I didn't want the melasma anymore. It had served its purpose. It had reminded me that I needed to take better care of myself internally and externally, that I didn't want to wear things on my face, and I cured my melasma. And I also do 1,008,000 different skin treatments. I'm deeply committed to my skin.
Yeah, me too.
But it went. And another thing that I had is I used to get acne on my back when I was stressed in particular. Mm. And again, I thought, oh, I'm going to use, you know, this technique that I've used before. So I spoke to myself and gently and kindly, and I said, look, I understand what this physical reaction is trying to tell me. You're telling me that I'm stressed. You're telling me that on the front I look perfect, but in the back I'm covered in welts and pain and an eruption of stress. So I'm going to take care of your body. I'm going to hear you, the message that you're sending me. I understand, but I don't want this anymore. I don't want these treatments. And I've never, ever, ever had another spot on my body since. So, you know, it's not curing cancer. It's not removing wrinkles. But they're two examples of two massive physical changes that I was able to experience in myself. So I would love to hear your self-hypnosis on softening wrinkles, because I'm a believer and I reckon a lot of our listeners would love that. So if you ever
you could listen to it as you're actually doing your skin routine. So you're reinforcing it. I mean, a lot of people assume that self-hypnosis, you need to be lying down, asleep. Yeah, in a trance. You day in, day out. You could think of it also like intentional meditation or the mantra meditation. Just day in, day out. I talk a lot about sports analogies, but one of my heroes is Muhammad Ali, and he brainwashed himself to be the best boxer. So he day in, day out said to himself, I am the greatest. And you asked me what affirmation people would say, and I've got a challenge. Spend half it. It's words I wouldn't choose as a female. It's very much also an athlete's words, but spend half a day saying to yourself repetitively, not out loud, just in your mind, I am the greatest, I am the greatest. And you'll watch your posture change. I personally felt lighter. I felt like nothing really was that much of a challenge. So again, it's a half a day, and then get everyone to report back to you how they feel. And put aside that it's probably words you wouldn't choose to say. As I said, it's very much an athlete's choice, but it just sort of unlocks. I found it really unlocked me feeling stronger, more
vital.
You know, vitality, and this like I can do anything, and it's also uplifting. So you know if you are feeling down, you've got to have those circuit breakers to get you out of it. Because when we do, and I must acknowledge though, any listeners with mental health, severe depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, these suggestions are not intended for them. You know, if you have a serious mental health issue, you really need to see a medical practitioner, psychiatrist, and be diagnosed properly and have proper treatment. But from a mental well-being point of view and mental performance, these are very, very important tools and techniques to help you cope with. Aging is really a change. It's change, it's making a mindset that aging is not necessarily going to be attached to negativity.
Yeah, I agree.
Your life and you can still have a fantastic life and be 70. There's loads of people out there doing it.
Oh, 50, and, 60. And we've seen that repeatedly, you know, 60 is the new 40 and 40 is the new 20. And it just depends on the quality of your well-being, the quality of your, energy levels. And that's what I want to really bring forward with ageless, the concept that there are so many areas of our life that, you know, we can dial up to have a more productive, vital, energized existence. I just want to finish up with my question. Do you take any supplements? You know, that there's talk that coenzyme Q10 or there are other, you know, natural supplements or non-natural medical supplements that can help brain function, so improve memory, Do you do anything nutritionally or supplement wise?
So I'm big on natural because of the mind brain connection. I'm big on diet and I'm big on a Mediterranean. So I'm married to a Greek Italian man. So diet, I think, is really, really important. Coffee is a stimulant for, you know, brain cognition. So I do love my coffee in the morning. In terms of, I have a Barocca every single day. I do think that, I'll have a coffee in the morning, good sleep, exercise. I have in the afternoon, say after lunch, I'll have a Barocca because it's packed with vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin D, magnesium. I'm using a magnesium spray now. Magnesium capsules can have some impact on people's tummies. So I like to keep lots of water, which I can be, bad on. And then I notice that I feel dehydrated. But I am looking into some interesting supplements at the moment. Are you taking any? Have you got?
I follow David Sinclair's ritual from his book Lifespan. So I take all sorts of things. I'm going to do a solo episode on that and I'll share every single thing that I take. Mm. But I have found that it's really helped with my cognition, with brain fog. Mm. I also had all of my hormones tested and I'm under the guidance of a hormonal doctor because when I started studying this, the concept of being ageless, one of the most easy wins is to understand what your hormone levels are at, what your deficiencies are, where you've dipped, where you've spiked. I had a really, really traumatic experience a few years ago and my body just went into free fall. I didn't have a period for years. And I kind of forgot about that as a fact, but went to the doctor and she could see in my blood markers when that had happened, the overwhelm and the flood of cortisol and the drop in estrogen and all of that. So I believe in that exactly like you, the marriage of science and nature. I've changed my exercise routine specifically to give more oxygen to my brain, to change my neural pathways. I never used to do anything aerobics, and now I do Barry's boot camp. I do spin in addition to Pilates, which I've always done. I do biohacking little tricks. I change my bed from the opposite side of the bed. I stand on the other side and I change it. I brush my teeth with my opposite hand.
Yes.
I put on my lipstick with my opposite hand. All those little things.
A really good tip of that is do a gratitude list with your non-dominant hand.
Oh, I will.
So you write out what you're grateful for with your non-dominant hand. So you're biohacking as well as getting that gratitude fix, if you like, which is just really good, a great surge of, for in terms of calming you down. Yeah.
So it's been a journey for me and I love, what I've learned, I've studied, I don't advocate it, that it's for everyone, but I'm happy to share the experts. And you're one of the experts that's, been on speed dial to me and really made me more aware of language, intentionality, mindfulness. Mm. And of course, I'm going to have all the links to your amazing app, Mindology. And I'll also link to the articles that you've written on Rescue because you've shared some fantastic resources there. And I want to thank you so much, Claire Aristides, for being on Ageless. Bye.
Thanks for having me. See you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Ageless by Rescue is brought to you by Rescue Me Academy, Reignite Your Relationship course. Love your relationship but miss the early days? You're not alone. This course will teach you how to identify your issues, stop the fighting, find what you need to be happy, re-spark intimacy, and keep the lines of communication open. Join us at rescuemeacademy.com.au to learn more about the program and to download your first free lesson. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share and rate this episode. I'd love that.